This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Battle lines were drawn across America's political landscape Sunday over the replacement of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her death on Friday silenced the court's best-known liberal voice. Ginsburg's death also raises the possibility of a 6-3 conservative majority on the bench. The vacancy came weeks before the November 3rd general election that will decide whether President Donald Trump gets a second term in office and what the political balance of Congress will be. How and when the vacancy on the court is filled will have immediate political impact and could leave a permanent imprint on how the Senate functions and America is governed. Conservatives, eager at the prospect of a third Trump-nominated high court justice, cheered Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's pledge late Friday that Trump's eventual pick will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. McConnell did not give a timeline for the vote. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's political arm, Heritage Action, said in a statement, President Trump and Senate Republicans have worked hard to overturn decades of liberal activism in our court system, and they should not falter now. Meanwhile, liberal groups and Democrats girded for battle. Veteran Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy told National Public Radio that McConnell's announcement is entirely political. He said, quote, I've never seen political hypocrisy at this level. He added, it is going to stain the Supreme Court. Leahy said in a letter to the chairman of the Senate Judicial Committee that considering a nominee before the next inauguration would be, in his words, wholly inappropriate. Republicans have a 53-47 Senate majority, which means they can approve a nominee with a simple majority with only three defections from the party. VOA News.